latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Manchester United headlines, and Jose Mourinho claims Juventus are on a different level to United, and he's warned that they must invest more to truly challenge Europe's elite clubs once more. Well, the Red Devils were beaten 1-0 by the Italian champions at Old Trafford on Tuesday night to leave them 5 points adrift of Juve in Champions League Group H. Mourinho has spent £375 million since becoming the United boss in 2016. And he's insisted after the match that he doesn't have the quality available to rival the likes of Juve, Barcelona, Real Madrid and Manchester City. Asked how far away United are from the City as champions, he responded, a bit far. Juventus are champions of Italy for 7 years in a row, two Champions League finals in the last 4 or 5 years, and they are not happy with what they have. They want more. They had Higuain, Mandzukic, Dybala. They want more. They want Ronaldo. They had Barzagli, Chiellini, Rugani. They're not happy. They want more. They want Bonucci, and they go for the best players in the world. How can you reach that level? It's not easy. We work with what we have. We try to improve. To go to Juventus' level, Barcelona level, Real Madrid level, Manchester City level, how can you reach this level? Yes, by buying the best players. It's not easy because many of the players, they belong to these top teams, so we work with what we have and we try to improve with what we have. Those are the words of Jose Mourinho, who suggested that his own centre-backs, Chris Smalling and Victor Lindelof, who had a positive game, probably should watch the defending of Chiellini and Bonucci too. Elsewhere on the transfer front, Fenerbahce will reportedly rekindle their interest in Marcus Rojo ahead of the January transfer window. The Argentinian international was given the option to leave the Red Devils in the summer. The Turkish club were making inquiries for him. However, the 28-year-old decided to remain and fight for his place. Things haven't worked out. Rojo has encountered several injury problems and is yet to feature so far this term. Reports in Turkey claim Fenerbahce want Rojo on loan until the end of the season, with the option to complete a permanent deal then if he impresses.